Baltimore's billion-dollar 21st century school buildings plan sounds ambitious enough to begin with. Renovate and rebuild nearly two dozen schools over the next 5 years. But WIPR's Jonna McCone reports that there's even more to it. The program will update classrooms to incorporate natural light, better acoustics, and malleable learning spaces.
This June, the students in Rebecca Wheeler's second grade class at Govins Elementary, a charter school in Northeast Baltimore, made architectural drawings of their dream school.
I made an art room and I made a parking space. It's huge because, like, what if your parents maybe wanted to stay with you for the whole school day and see how you were doing so you could park somewhere?
Amir Lawrence was holding an 11 by 17 map. It was part of the 21st Century School Program's efforts to include the community in school renovation and design. Govins is to be rehabbed by August 2019 to include open learning spaces, a cafetorium, and a community space. Talia Thomas, Amir's classmate, had a practical request.
We need a cooler because all we could do is open our windows and get fans, and then we got to talk over the fans.
Isaac Williams of the architecture firm Fielding Nair, which works around the world to create schools that integrate learning and design, says schools of the past were built quickly and inexpensively, often with mostly lecture-style classrooms and without much thought to flexible spaces.
20th century schools are actually really quite good at supporting individual activities, but they struggle with allowing people or children to move seamlessly between those things. So if you want to move from giving students a lecture, let's say, on science, to students actually being able to do hands-on work, that can be really difficult.
21st century schools often include classrooms that allow kids to learn in smaller, large groups, all at the same time. They have lots of surfaces to write or project on, modular furniture, and communal workspaces in different nodes around the school. Paul Bradshaw is a project manager with Grimm & Parker, the firm that helped come up with the design and educational requirements for the 21st century project.
What we're looking at doing is designing learning spaces both from the architectural and furniture standpoints, which respond more to the individual needs of children.
And it's not just that the schools will support new learning experiences for students. Research has shown that kids do better in well-designed schools. A study of 2,000 classrooms found that kids exposed to more daylight had 2 to 26% higher test scores. And another study found that kids seated past the fourth row in a traditional classroom don't hear as well as their classmates closer to the front. Bradshaw says even the furniture is being considered, like new chairs that allow for much-needed movement.
Students can rock a little bit, and that's not a bad thing because that sort of relieves sort of the tension that builds up from being static.
But some question whether more thought has gone into the buildings than new curriculum.
When does the model of education become a priority versus the bricks and mortar?
Mike Haney is an education advocate and a vocal opponent of plans to close Northwestern High School. He says until the quality of education and literacy come first,
it's always going to be about square footage. It's always going to be about dollars. It's not going to be about test scores and how the children of Baltimore City can matriculate through the system and become viable citizens of this city that can make contributions wholesale.
City Schools says they see the building program as an opportunity to enhance education and offer distinct programming at each new school. At the end of the day, classrooms, green spaces, hallways, and cafeterias are not just where students spend most of their time. Schools are increasingly resources for the wider community, and they're places where design can change the shape of education. I'm Jonna McCone, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Newsroom intern Samantha Max contributed to the reporting and production of this story.